To Snuff McGee and Friends. Irrelevance in the dungeon.
Snuff McGee and Friends.
Snuff McGee and Friends, Irrelevance in the Dungeon, episode 36. I'm Snuff McGee, joined by...
It's your boy, Kale, you already know.
It's Cara Presley, the career cheerleader.
And it's Mel, the lipstick diva.
How's everybody doing? Happy New Year to you all.
Happy New Year.
I think you're the first to tell us.
Yeah, 2020. That sounded familiar. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Two out of the four. Yeah. Say it again. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I got glasses on.
Any resolutions for you all?
Keep being a real nigga.
I like it. Get better.
Lose 50 more pounds so I can be slim trim on y'all, okay?
Let's go. Hot Girl Summer Part 2.
Uh-huh. If your girlfriend ain't set up like this or look like this, she ain't the one for you.
Ooh.
I mean, we made it through Fuckboy Fall, so I guess Hot Girl Summer is coming back up pretty soon.
Fuckboy Fall was pretty successful.
It was. Oh. That $40 was hitting the one.
Hey.
And the fact that it's going up to $1,000 this year.
Okay.
God damn,
keep
inflation.
Inflation.
With that being said, let's bring out our special guest for the night, Miss Presley. How are you doing?
I'm feeling successful. How about you?
I ain't making no noise. You are the career cheerleader.
Yes,
could you
I
tell
am.
Us about that, please?
Yes, listen, I'm the career cheerleader. I decided to start this mission when I needed some career motivation myself. So I decided to encourage other people personally and professionally.
Okay, no doubt. I was going to read something that, something you had sent me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you mind?
No, not at all.
Oh, you don't? Okay, so... You said you encourage individuals to create the life they want and exceed their expectations personally and professionally.
Absolutely.
Now, how was 2019 for you?
2019 was successful. A lot of healing, a lot of growing, a lot of networking. That's mm-hmm. how I met you, so this is already a vibe.
Yeah, we met at the Black Expo.
Absolutely. Shout out to Sandra Wilson.
Yeah, shout out. Shout out Black Connections.
Yes.
Our friend. Hope to have her back soon.
Spicy Sandra.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, spicy. But yeah, the expo was dope, man. She wants to do one in the spring. I met with her this week. She's looking for a venue now.
Word.
She wants to have more vendors. Like I said, it was a dope experience. I want to do it again. This time I want to set up, man, and be more involved with it.
I like it.
Let's get that merch out there.
Absolutely.
No doubt, man.
I want a snuff shirt. I saw one.
You saw one? Oh,
that's where it is.
Stretch it out. Show us the merch.
It looks good on you.
I appreciate it.
Now, not only that, you manage social media for the Excelta Excellence Youth Football League.
Absolutely. I'm a youth coordinator.
Spoke to you, what was it, a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
And you went to California.
Yes. Yeah, we went to compete in the Snoop Youth Football League.
So,
we took four teams out there and we made it to the semifinals. Not the finals, you know what I mean? But ended up being third in the nation when you went like that. So it's all right. We had a good time.
Now, how long have you been involved with them?
It's been 2 years now. Yeah, okay. So that's led by Michael Robinson. Shout out to him. You know, he won the Super Bowl with the Seahawks and came back to Richmond and really just sowing seeds for the youth. So.
The Verona alum.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shout out Mike Rob.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't give a damn about the Seahawks, but that's a whole other story.
Right.
Yeah.
That's his career journey, okay?
Yeah,
but shout out to him.
But he started with us, just so you know. He did start with the 49ers.
49ers?
Yes.
Okay,
yes, he
I
did.
Felt like it was a 49er fan. All right.
Yeah, well, you know.
He started with the Blue Devils.
I'm sorry?
He started with the Blue Devils of Verona.
We're talking professionally. Professionally. He got paid.
He probably got paid at Penn State,
hey,
too.
Hey, we're not going to start those rumors. we don't want to start any Penn State rumors.
No
right
rumors.
Now.
True.
No rumors.
Fair enough.
Right.
And Red Table Talk RVA.
Absolutely.
Fill us in on that.
Listen, so almost 2 years now in May, I started a group, Red Table Talk RVA, on Facebook because Jada Pinkett Smith, she started her Red Table Talk, and I just couldn't feel the vibe. I didn't have the conversation I needed in that group, so I wanted to feel inspired and hopefully meet up with some people locally, and it grew from just Richmond to now we're over 78,000 people. So it's a dope experience, and I'm actually working with the team, so I do some projects for them, and it's dope.
I met them
in California.
Yeah,
too.
You were telling me in Cali you was going up there.
Yeah. So while I was out there, I was like, can I meet with y'all? And they were like, sure. So I went up to the offices. It's out of Westbrook Productions. And we talked about some things and what's coming up next for the show and how I can help. So it's a dope experience, all because I, you know, created the life I wanted. You know what I mean? So if you feel something in your spirit, do it.
Mm. Come on, spirit.
For sure. Mm.
Now, if for people who want to listen to Red Table Talk RVA, how can they listen to that?
It's primarily on Facebook. It's a Facebook Watch show, the main Red Table Talk show. But me as well, while I started the group, I was shut down. I'm a government employee. But while they were shut down, I was like, you know, I need to get out in these streets and talk to some other amazing people. So I started a series called The Pull Up, where I just pull up and talk to other amazing people. And it's on Facebook or Instagram. You can follow me, The Career Cheerleader. And I post things on IGTV and YouTube, just the interviews that I do.
I seen one recently where you were at the mall.
Yeah. So
I watched that too.
Yeah, so they have a game called We're Not Really Strangers, and I wanted to get out in these streets, and I just pulled up on some people and started playing the game, and it went pretty good. It went successful.
So you play a lot of games? Is that that's what we do?
I'm a game person. I don't play spades, but, you know, I like Uno.
Oh
and
God.
Of course, We're Not Really Strangers. Anything.
No spades.
No spades. Listen, don't I've seen my... I knew we had a connection.
Yeah,
I've seen my family.
You can tell they not from the country.
You know, I've seen people fight. I've seen knives pulled over spades. And I just didn't want that.
Well, you know, Bernie Mac said they fight over Uno, too.
I believe it.
Yeah, Uno get some hands thrown.
You drop four a little too much now. We're going to have some work.
And then drop a draw two. Oh, no. Listen,
skip, reverse.
You skip me, we might fade. We might fade.
Black people got their own rules with Uno, too.
They make a bill.
As we should.
As they go.
Nobody give a damn about that paper. We throw that shit away.
We didn't even got drunk Uno now.
We didn't even look at the paper.
We played that on New Year's Eve.
But it's like spades, but, you know, they got the kitty, the third joker.
Too many goddamn rules for spades.
Yeah.
Also, my great-great-grandmama said, cards is the devil, so.
Oh
that's what it was?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, you know.
She probably was. Did she play before she said that?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably, right?
I wasn't born. I'm just a lineage.
Grandma might have reneged a few times, you know.
She tried to call my grandma a renigger?
Yeah.
Fighting
words. All right. I'm just saying, hey, look, no disrespect. You didn't even know she played or not.
Right.
Hey, I can only assume. I know she ain't no re-nigga.
Nigga.
She a regular nigga.
Oh, wow.
That's what that was. That's what I heard.
They wilding
that's
out.
The tone I heard.
No disrespect to grandma. Remember, I did hug your mom at the show.
And you almost got hands.
But it was.
Wow.
I mean, honestly, the hug you gave my mom was very uncomfortable.
Was it?
She called me about it afterwards and asked if she called the police. I said, no, I think he's okay.
No, she called me.
Okay.
Oh. So it wasn't one hand, it was two hands?
No, it was a church hug. Don't let Kel gas and shit.
Hat on
no.
Back, maybe?
She said, who is he? I was wondering why he was holding me so long. I said, he about to hold these bullets. And that's what she said.
No, Kel wow. was strapped. Kel was strapped. I was just showing the love because, you know, meeting Kel, you know, he's a good dude, man. I just wanted to, you know, thank her for, you know, bringing him into the world. So I gave her an extended hug, you know, to show my, you know, my appreciation.
And I thought about giving him an extended clip.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
That's
the
my
views
mama.
Of Richmond.
I don't play by mama.
Okay.
Look, Mel, we got to, we're going to get back to you. This
okay,
because this is the second week in a row that Mel done brought up me being from Richmond. Is that an issue?
I'm
just saying Blackwell, gang gang, what
up? You from no damn Blackwell?
All I'm saying is, Mel, look, it wasn't that serious. It was a good, wholesome hug. It was.
Oh, you gonna hold something?
It was no. It was no pushback. Only pushback I got was from Kel.
You gonna hold something? All right. And I'm gonna push the slab back on that firearm.
We'll meet again. We'll meet again.
Okay.
Public speaking.
Yes.
Now, how did you overcome? Was it a fear of public speaking, or you were always good for it?
No. Yeah, I've always been pretty good at speaking. I remember narrating a play when I was like in fourth grade. So it's always been kind of come natural to me. And anytime I did feel some type of fear, I just believed that everybody in the audience is cheering for me. So,
do you remember the play?
I believe it was like A Christmas Carol.
Okay.
Yeah, so narrating the whole parts while the three spirits came back and got Scrooge all out of his element. Yeah. So I enjoyed it.
Tell us about stand-up comedy.
Stand-up comedy. Listen, so when I was trying to find myself in this public speaking arena, I started to call myself Big Boned Barbie.
Yes. That was your comedy name?
It still is. You
I
can
like
follow
it.
Me on Instagram, Big Bone Barbie. Yeah, so, you know, if I'm feeling funny, it's Big Bone Barbie. But then I realized I can't do a two-hour set like Kevin Hart. I can't memorize them jokes because I'm going to start laughing. It's not going to be funny. I can't give you the same delivery. So I decided to incorporate comedy into the public speaking, and that's where the career cheerleader came from. Yeah.
Now, Big Bone Barbie, is that your name, or did somebody give you that name?
Oh, no, I made it on up.
That was you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm Big Bone. And, you know, Barbie can be what she want to be, right?
Absolutely.
Doctor, lawyer. Yeah, so she can be Big Bone, too. So that's what that is. With a D. B-O-N-E-D.
With a D?
Yeah.
Okay. Any big bone Barbie footage I can pull up?
I don't believe you have any big bone Barbie footage. I've been at the Funny Bone a few times on like their amateur night, so I've done a few things with them.
And 2020, are we going to see big bone Barbie?
You know, you might. Listen, if you come out to the comedy night, Funny Bone, they got the little 5 minutes. Get on up there, have your 5 minutes of fame. I think
I want to see Big Bone Barbie.
You sure? I'll do it for you. Listen, sometimes if I just feel like I haven't spoken in a while. And I need to do something, and I'll go on up to the end of the night and do a little set.
Yeah, go ahead and do something. So,
you're making me motivated.
You're talking a little awkward.
Yeah, you want to get on stage?
About to get on stage to tell
I'll
some of these
with
jokes.
Me. Come on.
All these men.
Everybody funny.
So what is your comedy name?
Who, me?
Yeah.
It's still going to be Mel the Lipstick Diva.
Okay. I'm looking forward to Big Bone and Mel the Lipstick Diva.
Look, we could do a skit together.
Yeah, we can. Mm-hmm. I like it. A tag team. I feel like it might be
come
the first
on
time.
Now, tag.
First time.
I like to see y'all tag team and get on stage together.
Oh. That sounds like a different direction. But all
right. Get your mind out of gutter.
Oh, wow.
Upcoming events. Ventures. What you got going on? 2020.
2020, I'm going to be working with Talk of the Streets Radio and mm-hmm. Talk of the Streets TV. They're expanding their platforms. I'm a host on that. Outside of that, I'm hosting a retreat coming up. And hopefully, I'll just be traveling some more. I spoke in Canada, and I did a women's empowerment cruise before. So,
okay.
I just want to continue to expand
wow.
all that. Yeah.
So, how was the Canada experience?
Canada was dope. Yeah, they actually invited me down. They found me, and I went up there and did a diversity workshop on just staying creative in the workspace. And it was awesome. It was a women in payments symposium. So, anybody who dealt with payments and finances, I was there to lighten the load on.
Okay, and that was 2019, or?
That was 2018, but mm-hmm. I still love them. They're awesome.
Okay.
Women in payments, yeah.
Now, hosting, how often do you do hosting?
Whenever somebody needs a host. So, you know, if you got a pet's funeral, you got a cookout, anything you need. Look, I just speak anywhere. I just enjoy speaking.
Now, is that a career cheerleader, or is it Big Bone Barbie?
It's going to be mostly the career
cheerleader. Am I saying that too much?
No, you're saying it right. No, this is the thing. And all of these are Kara Presley. So no matter what facet you get me in, it's more than likely going to be career cheerleader at this point. It's not going to be straight stand-up. But I still get requests to do stand-up at events and stuff. So.
Yeah, we want Big Bone Bar.
I'm crying.
What's
here she
with
is. Okay.
Contact info for the career cheerleader.
Yeah, so you can email me at thecareercheerleader@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Instagram. Of course, DM. I answer DMs. Facebook,
She answers DMs.
Absolutely. Yeah. You never know what opportunities
it goes
are there.
Down.
Hello, that's how I met Puppy the Long Way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to him. Parsley. You know what I'm saying? Listen, we did an interview and he gave a dope interview on just his depression and mm-hmm. what he was going through. So, yeah, you don't even know, right? Right, so what he was going through and how he got started in comedy. I'm all about finding out about people's journeys. But, yeah, but that's how you can reach me also.
I would say a lot of people in their comedy journey, it's a lot of depression with them. I've noticed that a lot of people are battling demons.
The greats tell you the best comedy comes from pain.
Yeah, it does.
Laughing to keep from crying, man. That's not a, you know.
Absolutely.
That's
you
definitely
got
a mission.
I need more pain in 2020, I guess. That's what it is.
You need more overcoming
hold
of the pain.
Hold on. Betty Wright said, after the pain. Okay?
Well, that's what she said.
After the pain.
Listen.
Come on now.
I like
vocals.
It.
No, don't. Come on. Oh, just give us a little bit. That's what
yeah,
I'm going to do.
A little bit.
Okay.
So you finish it off, sis. Come on,
yeah, I can't give y'all them vocals. I need a payment and more than
$40. Releasing the spirit of free in 2020, okay?
Finish it off, yo.
You come and love me.
What
is that?
No, I'm just playing.
I need $1,000. I need $1,000 for some more. Because don't blame Mr. Charlie. Mr. Charlie is just a man.
Come on now.
Okay.
To this day.
Preach.
Mel, you on one tonight.
I like that.
I can't wait to the relevance part, man. Hey, Mel. We appreciate you stopping by. We were supposed to do this sooner than what we did now. We had a lot of hiccups. And I think I was talking to, you funny. I was talking to Big Bone Barbie on the phone.
That sounds like the number that you see on UPN at 2 o'clock in the morning.
What, Big Bone Barbie?
I was talking to Big Bone Barbie on the phone.
I was.
Call up.
Yeah, girl six. And,
wait a minute, the voice.
Listen. That's that speaking. I just go into character. Whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Everybody got that voice.
Hi. I'm Melanie.
They won't call that one.
Yeah. Have you ever called that number?
I have.
You have?
Call LiveLink in your local area.
Let's go ahead and clear that up. It wasn't sexual satisfaction.
First of all, you know you'd have called LiveLink before. LiveLink back in the day.
In school, in high school, it was a vibe.
I was always scared it was going to show up on the phone bill.
The chat line or the live?
All that shit.
That shit funny as fuck.
You might have called another number.
Now, I will admit, you know, this is young snuff. I have order stuff on the TV, then called the cable company and said it wasn't me.
I feel like you get a few passes.
First of all, stop spending money for that type of stuff. It's plenty of free out there.
Hey, this is pre.
We is free.
No, I'm still
free.
Videotapes.
No, this is pre. Yeah, and then you know how we. After a while, it's like you just like how you just keep scrolling pages after pages. You know, you laugh a little too hard.
Oh, huh?
I'm just listening.
Wow. Page 103 of 6,000.
Nickelodeon.
Uh-huh.
So I could jump that bitch back real quick if need be.
Oh, you're talking about the real sex play.
Hey.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
But also, there was a satellite. It was a satellite back in the day. And what we had was, it'd be a black screen. But if you kept hitting the view button, you could watch. But you had to keep on. Yeah. So.
That's too much multitasking for me. Because my other hand was doing something else.
I didn't have a cheat code.
You just wait for HBO late night.
Right.
Speaking of cheat code, I was in the barbershop the other day. And
okay.
This is something new. I don't know if you heard this, Kel. This guy said that he was about to get up with a girl,
mm-hmm.
and he was going to use a cheat code.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with the cheat code?
I don't know what that
is. Enlighten us. What's the cheat code?
There's a few things that I'm thinking of.
The cheat code is the blue pill.
Oh
yeah!
Oh, so he was an old man.
No, it's young boy. But
what is you popping a pill for?
But he said he was just gonna do half. But he said he gonna use a cheat code on. I guess you know
that ain't no cheat code. That's get off me.
Yeah. Because what are y'all trying to prove?
Because exactly, I don't know what the fuck.
I've been don't want it that long.
No,
what y'all trying to prove?
My thing is, if you're using it young, like with any drug, isn't the body gonna become dependent on it?
Well, mess it up.
Well, it depends on how much you're using. He probably just using it every once in a while.
In this day and age, they
off.
Are crackheads.
Hey.
I'm being honest. These are the views of male before Snuff say it, but yes.
In the 80s, they was crackheads too. Real crackheads.
Yeah.
See, we was dealing. Well, not we.
No,
they were dealing a little bit more in the
who
80s.
Who was they dealing to?
Jackson. To the mamas of the babies.
No, it won't just mamas. There's plenty of niggas on crack. Don't just.
Wait, y'all. But women got this pink pill now, though. That they taking. That's my age. They taking this pink pill.
If you need that pill, I don't want you.
It ain't even that you need it. I don't even know why they taking. You know, I can't judge everybody's stuff down there. They vajaja.
So what is the pink pill? Is it like a saturation?
It's supposed to be to enhance you. Like you
matrix is
extra
on
it. Like you enhance.
Just do some damn Molly. If y'all want to just do some goddamn Molly, you be all right.
They buying it from the gas station.
Hold on. The views of Kel and Mel the Lipstick Diva do not represent Snuff Again Friends.
I'm just saying.
We do not do Molly. We do not do pink pills. We don't take cheat codes. But whatever.
The blue
you know,
pills.
It's Snuff 20, might need a cheat code.
Yeah. Hey, no. No cheat codes. Okay. No cheat. Don't put that on.
Let it naturally.
Yeah,
naturally just dissolve.
Yeah.
Don't let it happen.
Oh,
let it happen.
My
she
God.
She said let it dissolve.
That's a young nigga shit. You don't put that on no man.
I didn't put it on.
Yeah, Snuff might need
well,
a cheat code.
If you're not feeling her enough for it to get on up the old fashioned way,
get
maybe
on
that ain't
up
it.
Because you're judging other people, and that's the problem.
I'm not judging. I'm just saying that, you know, he didn't need a cheat code.
How you know? You don't know his situation.
What do you mean?
You don't know what he got going on down there.
Some of these young men have taken too many drugs so they can't get on up now.
Or it might have just been some.
Them opioids make it.
Yeah.
make that thing limp.
It might have just been some. Get and he didn't
want to
put no effort.
I ain't even gonna say what Megan said.
The Stallion.
Yeah.
Her knees are iron.
Let me tell y'all something.
All women say the same thing.
I had them knees on New Year's, y'all.
My knees pop when I go look.
Video evidence or it didn't happen.
Huh?
What? Video evidence or it didn't happen.
I do have video evidence.
You dropped it like Megan?
Run the tape.
I'm gonna run the tape after the show.
Okay.
Roll that.
So you saying you got Meg knees?
I swear I was not. But
that's
I
like
had,
saying somebody
I
was on the court like Jordan.
I had to have a little lick in my system.
No,
though.
Okay, don't count that.
You had to get lubricated.
No,
Mel get about the bed. Like,
first of all, Mel got them knees 365. I'm on her Instagram and she's at doing them
but
concerts.
But that's my favorite. Like that's my favorite dance move, the Meg Thee Stallion dance move. Like when I have on tall heels.
What did the Meg Thee Stallion dance move?
She's 6 feet tall.
When she gets down. line and she starts swinging.
Over 3 feet.
That's my favorite move.
I just think
she's because I be she's like, oh, can't nobody else drop down like this and stay in the club with their shoes on all night. I be having my heels on all night.
How do you think Russell Team Wilson Flex. Felt that time when she was dancing with Meg Thee Stallion?
Russell.
Russell.
Not the family man.
Russell.
Google this.
Oh, God. I can't believe it.
G5.
Giggity.
I cannot.
Hey, look. Sierra won't even mad.
He's a Seahawk, so I'm gonna talk about shit.
Oh.
All right, look, Rattlers in the Dungeon, man. We're gonna start off with 2019 as a wrap.
Yes, sir.
We had this conversation the other day. Best of favorite movie of 2019. We'll start with you.
Favorite movie of 2019. You know, I can't say.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But this is the thing. I think that speaks to how much of a drought it was. I didn't think it was an exciting year movie wise. Personally,
thought it was a drought.
Movie wise, Kel.
My favorite. I won't say the best. My favorite movie of this year. You know, I always got to make those. Endgame.
Not the best, but the number one was
Endgame was okay. My favorite movie. Okay.
Mel.
The Joker.
I still haven't seen that.
Nigga, watch it.
You have to go watch it. I love watching anything that pretty much goes around mental health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because in today's day, people say, oh, use toxic too much or use mental health too much. But it's real because it's starting to show in this world. Like, it's nowhere to hide it anymore.
This is true.
Like, you can't hide it behind, like, any type of depression, any type of slavery, anything. Because we're, like, the best of the best in this world right now. Because there's so many resources and opportunities out there for us that it's starting to show. It's sick. Mm-hmm.
I feel like, I want to just piggyback on that. I feel like we're also in a society where we're speaking now. Like, we've grown to where we couldn't even speak. You know, black people's only speaking in the church.
And keep,
like,
it, you
know,
quiet.
But now we're talking and we, you know, all these social media platforms, people have a voice and they saying, hey, I need some help. So
I feel you. And I'm an advocate for that. I do think some people are abusing that.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Let's be real.
Mental health problems have become an aesthetic.
I feel like everybody doesn't fall into that category. It's kind of like WebMD, and you're like, oh my God, coughing, runny nose. It must be AIDS.
Right.
No, sis, you have the flu. Like, back it up.
I just think, I'm not saying everybody falls into that, but I do think people are abusing that. Just like at work with sick time or something like that.
Oh, LOA.
Yeah, people are abusing that.
Well, I get that.
They're pushing that kind of like with, you know, with Hollywood, how they're pushing the trafficking and things of that nature. Somebody's going to abuse it or whatnot. Mm-hmm. I think my favorite movie of the year was probably, I'm probably going to go with Endgame as well. It was a very dry year.
Mm-hmm.
I think 2020 is going to look up with Coming to America.
Bad Boys.
I don't know about Bad Boys.
We're going to keep having this discussion until you see how good it is.
I think Martin is just...
You stop disrespecting Martin Lawrence, though.
This is the thing. I don't think it's more so like, oh, Bad Boys is going to be a great movie. Like, we're looking... I think it's just that we love to see our classics get back together.
We do love to see our classics get back together. I just think that Will Smith is really carrying Bad Boys right now.
Fuck you, man. It ain't gonna be Big Mama's House 3.
Crying.
It may be the movie you did with Raven.
College Tour or whatever the word was.
Oh, wow.
That movie was better than Big Mama's House 3. I tell you that.
I didn't see Big Mama's House 3.
Good decision.
Yeah.
But you like Norbit?
Wow.
Norbit, you're the movie.
First of all, I didn't say I was a Norbit fan. I said Marlon Wayans was hysterical in Norbit.
Shout out to Marlon Wayans.
Nobody was hysterical.
Hey.
Out every year.
Yeah.
Come on, white people, rubber dance.
Mm-hmm. Power tap.
Don't laugh at that shit.
Favorite album?
I have more than one, so I'm going to let y'all go first.
I can't say I'm an album person. Like, I like singles.
I'm going to go ahead and say mine.
Can I say yours, sis? Let me hear.
Can I give you two? I got two.
Can you give me something?
Two. I'm going to give you two because these are the most two hated women on any platform right now.
Mm. Ha! And it's two women. I like it.
Two women. Summer Walker and Lizzo.
Why Summer Walker?
Shout out to Summer. Yeah,
Summer Walker because she liked to take wild shots.
Because they was hating on her depression. She said she got social anxiety.
You well, I will say, so, Summer, that was a little slow what you did. Because
hold on, that's not, I'm you know, we could talk about the social anxiety because that's a really big thing. But
it is, but
wash ups.
Yeah, yeah, she had like a bowl of stuff that she used to take a bath with. Now, some people gotta take a whole bath. You in the run, you gotta hurry and jump up. Ooh. You gotta go.
Your favorite artist ain't taking showers on that tour bus out there.
Listen, this is what I'm gonna say. I don't think that she had. You know that you're a freaking celebrity. You're about to be in front of all these people. So social anxiety don't match the description to me. Because you already know what you signed yourself up for.
Well, I can get that. I can see she could be talented. She could be a great singer. But
that booth alone. I feel like it. Think about also how massively and quickly it kind of escalated. Mm-hmm. So I feel like going for 2,000 people at the National to, the Siegel Center might.
It wasn't like it escalated quickly because, like any artist, you got to start from over here and then people start hearing you because she's been out for a little while.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She's been out for a little while. I'm not discrediting her because I'm all about mental health, but it's weird how the whole situation got handled.
Why is it weird?
I get that.
It's easy. So put it like this. It's easy to do what you do in your safe space. When I'm somewhere, I have to go to all these states, all these cities. I'm not familiar in this place. I'm not familiar with these people. I don't have people that make me comfortable around me. Mm-hmm. Why the fuck shouldn't she be scared? You feel what I'm saying?
I'm about to say, maybe it shows up differently, too. Yeah. She may have been fine in
maybe
her home
it's
city.
Just it looked different to me. It's just the way that it appears. Like, when she went on the awards show. What was it? BET Awards or something?
She
accepted
awkward.
Her. Yeah, it was, like, awkward as heck. And I'm just like...
Well, see, her safe space might be performing. It's kind of like Janet. She talks really quiet, and then she's like, control! It's like, hold on, sis, you too.
But Janet ain't socially
awkward. Mike was like that, too, though.
Right, yeah. They just soft-spoken. That ain't the same thing. I don't know. I guess I got to get to learn sis a little bit more. So I'm going to get off her social anxiety. But her and then Lizzo, respect for your thong and all that good stuff. The ass cheeks on the sink. Do your thing, sis.
I got some views about... but yeah,
I heard with Lizzo, I seen a meme this week. They were saying that if regular sized women walk around butt naked, taking ass pics or whatever, they label her a hoe. But Lizzo, because she's a big girl, she's she's fearless. And then somebody said, "Nah, she's just a fat hoe."
I'm not laughing because that's funny. I'm laughing because it's unexpected.
Right.
The shock value was funny, not the comment.
Bless her heart.
Yeah,
there's a few different views on that.
I think that Lizzo, not to cut you off, career cheerleader, or it's a Big Bone Barbie. I'm sorry, we're in relevance now. Are we Big Bone Barbie.
I think you got to be Big Bone Barbie right now.
Whatever you choose to use, Big Bone Barbie is fine.
I call you whatever, whatever I choose.
Oh wow!
So we're getting
should we
to
leave, man?
Huh?
Should we leave?
Absolutely.
Nah, let the boy watch. So with Lizzo, I think. I mean, to me, she's an attractive woman when she carries herself in a certain way. The certain things that she doesn't need to do. I don't see it as being fearless. I think it's just for extra attention. And I think that Hollywood is using her. They're using her for that, silly stuff that she's doing in L.A. And I think she was dope on Saturday Night Live. I really do. I liked her performance.
She's very musically talented.
Yes.
I wish the flute would come back.
The fact that they picked her after Eddie's been gone for 35 years to be the musical guest says a lot.
It was kind of just the right time. She was hot.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, she's hot. It's not just the thong thing. Her music is hot.
It might have been a moment too. Let's put you back in some clothes and put you back on TV.
This was already spread. Like, they knew Lizzo was going to be on the show way before the thong thing.
Well, I see. I feel like.
But how long is she going to, not to cut you off of what you're about to say, but how long is she going to be popular? Because she just still standing on that one album. It ain't been no new music.
That's the problem with people y'all age.
She was independent, though, I believe.
You said our age. Yes. You're the same age.
It don't matter.
She has to ride that wave, man.
Yeah.
She like, is going to ride the wave, but me, the type of person I am, mm-hmm. it's like Lucci. It's like Moneybag. Yo, y'all had this music that this is what made me love you, but then when you come out and you commercial, it's like, what is this?
Let's hope she's still
everybody clean. Goes commercial. Everybody, if you want to
Nicki
get that
went commercial,
money,
but I still loved her.
Gucci went commercial.
I don't really mess with him like that no more.
You remember the Gucci?
I like the what movie? The Meg Thee Stallion joint that made it okay, but Gucci ain't. I'm starting off my day with a you know
with a blood of perk.
Yo, I mean he's no not pancake,
but a cup of syrup.
Come
it's
on.
Not it's not Mr. Perfect, Will Chamberlain, Gucci anymore. But you know it's called it's growth. It's growth. Right. He's getting that money.
Let these people do that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna still be Mel the Lipstick Diva, y'all. So don't expect me to change.
Lime
listen,
up.
Okay.
Lime even when I'm in shit. LA in my mansion with that OG,
you don't think
me?
Gucci Mane said that?
She said what?
You don't think Gucci Mane said you don't that? Think
I'm not got, worried about what Gucci said. I'm worried about what Mel the Lipstick
said. You don't think
said.
Gucci got tired of going to jail?
Look,
come on, man.
Look, Snuff McGee and Friends. Y'all heard what I said.
She leaving us already.
Listen. Y'all heard that. Mm-hmm. You heard that. I caught that shit. Yeah. Motherfucker got taken. Moving on. I was reading an article this week, man. An Uber driver.
Just to point out, you only let Mel give her favorite album.
Because we were rambling. We were rambling. And every time I asked for a favorite album, movie, whatever, it was always a story behind it. I just wanted, you know, something quick. It went on for a little too long. We can come back.
I'm crying.
Yeah. But I was reading an article this week, man. Uber driver graduated after a passenger paid off her college debt. 43-year-old black woman. She was a hairstylist by day. Uber driver at night. I think it's a pretty dope story. The fact that, you know, the debt wasn't extremely high, but after talking to the passenger, he went to the college, paid it off. The college called her up, let her know that, you know, she was ready to enroll for the next semester.
Look at the Lord.
It's nice people out there, man.
It is.
And I will be doing, you know, more Lyft driving coming up because I have some things that I need to get paid off.
Just leaving bills in the back seat.
Yeah, you know.
Move that mortgage inside.
Yeah, as soon as you get in the car, like, what's going on, man? You know, yeah, kids ain't eating. You know.
Don't mind that pink slip.
I used to do Uber, and I used to handle my Instagram. Follow me while you have it. Get your phone out.
Yeah, I was out there for New Year's Eve, man. You know, I had a little fun out there.
Keep people safe at home.
Yeah. I'll just, you know, I didn't bring the trash can with me. I thought somebody was going to throw up or whatnot. But, you know, we had a good night. We had a good night. It was great, great for material, man. Got some good stuff.
I'm crying.
Listen,
yeah.
I had a whole series.
On another note, man, let's do a rest in peace. David Stern.
Yeah, man.
Rest in peace.
NBA former commissioner, 1942-2020. Suffered a brain hemorrhage not too long ago. And, you know, growing up, you know, that's the only commissioner I knew. You know, he started being a commissioner, I want to say, 1984. Mm-hmm. And he passed it on to Adam Silver, who I think is doing a great job with it right
agreed,
now.
Agreed.
And I was reading an article, and it would say the top moves by David Stern. It was by Mark Spears. He was saying, you know, introducing the Dream Team back in 92. Because, you know, the Dream Team was amateurs, and then he finally decided to put professionals out there. Mm-hmm. And he assembled the greatest team of all time, in my opinion. And growing the game globally, if you look at the NBA now, all these international players that we have out there, you know, with, you know, the Dirk Nowitzkis and now with your Luka Doncics and
Manu.
Yeah, Manu. What's my man in Denver? Joker. Yeah. So many international players. Giannis.
Yeah.
He's from Greece. They're really taking over the game. And I feel a certain way about that because with international players, you want to say that they're crafty with the Eurostep and this and that. But with Harden, he's traveling. But, you know, I don't want to ramble with that. But, yeah.
We'll talk about that after the show.
Yeah.
You want to back up a little bit?
Yeah, let's go ahead and back up.
No, I'm in your frame.
Oh, you want to back up? I'm sorry. I was.
So you could be seen. I'm playing.
You want to see me? I got you.
Crying.
But implementing a dress code. I got my thoughts on that as well.
Corny, but whatever.
Well, at the same time, the boys are getting a little out of pocket on the sidelines or whatever.
Look at them now.
We think so.
Well, now what they're doing is, you know, it's pregame. They're coming out, you know, with your Westbrooks and, you know, your Hardens. Yeah, but he was the first, I think that was the first one to implement a dress code in professional sports. Mm-hmm. He was. And, you know, after he implemented that dress code, they started wearing them big-ass suits.
Yeah. Them LeBron and Melo suits.
Yeah. So, you know, then This is in Jurassic Park. Nature will find a way. And grooming Adam Silver. Like I said, I think he is doing an exceptional job as a commissioner right now. You know, he made his presence known by when he fired Donald Sterling mm-hmm. after making those racial comments. And they're still growing the brand globally or whatnot. And he has a strong relationship with the players. I remember with Miami Heat, with LeBron, with the Trayvon Martin. You know, they're really speaking a lot on social issues. Mm-hmm. The Golden State Warriors with the Steve Curry's, the Steph Curry's. Donald Trump not liking that stuff. I think the NBA, out of all the sports, they really have a voice.
Definitely.
You know,
definitely.
Voice for change. Yeah, NFL playoffs are this weekend. Mm. Well, we're not playing this weekend. We have a bye. We're aware who our team is. Kel's team's not playing.
Yeah, we're not playing either.
Well, we're not playing because we're playing the following week. We're waiting. We're waiting for an opponent.
Who cares about the Celtics?
You all are waiting on the draft.
Really, we're not waiting. We're waiting on Jason Garrett to be fired, but
Jason Garrett is not going to be fired.
He's going to get extended.
Nobody wants to work for Jerry because Jerry is too big. He doesn't want to step back.
Jerry don't have to pass away.
But those who do not watch our Snuff Again Friends, and there's a few people who don't, I am a San Francisco 49er fan. I do like the 49ers. No, I didn't shoot, you know. You right here. You too close. Do you have a football team?
I like the Eagles.
Do you have a football team? I'm sorry. But yeah, you all play this weekend? Who do y'all play?
I don't know.
I think you play Seattle.
Okay.
So, yeah, you all will be home. Mel, you don't watch sports, do you?
If a celebrity date one of the football players that I'm on it.
There you go.
Russell Hable.
And now you're trying to take somebody. Now you're trying to take somebody's money.
I definitely don't want Russell because he ain't the one for me.
He's not?
Mm-mm.
Why is he not?
He's too soft. I need me a roughneck.
Mm. Wait, what accent was that? I know. Just now?
Yeah. Can we go back?
Rosie Perez?
Yeah.
Billy?
He too soft.
He's too
fucking
soft.
Foxy Brown.
You know what I'm saying? What is a quince?
Okay.
Oh, Russell was a quarterback in the NFL. There's nothing soft about Russell Wilson. He may be a little bit of a cornball.
He looks like he's sitting on the bench.
He what?
Huh?
Russell's a star.
Girl.
I know that.
You don't watch football.
No. Hold on. Let me clean up, woman. Hold on. Now, I know he's a quarterback. He is a star. Everybody know him. He make a lot of money. But if you just look at him... Just looking at him, you feel like
he looks like he's from collegiate. Let's be honest. I mean, he's just.
I mean, have you heard him mic'd up? It's horrible.
He sang "This Little Light of Mine" one time, I believe.
Was out there doing the Drake Kiki. Do you love me?
Nah, he just
like what?
When they do the celebration, he comes late because he can't dance. But he's very. I mean, you know,
he's in his lane.
He's what Sierra prayed for.
He's Russell Wilson.
There you go.
He's Russell Wilson.
I need that prayer, sis. Listen,
mm-hmm. How you gonna carry that nigga and then need that
I don't
prayer?
Want him, though.
You don't need her prayer. That don't make sense.
Right. I need something similar.
Nah, you need Future. That's what you need.
Clearly, that's what she wants.
Yeah, you
first
want.
Of all,
good nigga,
Future man. Don't even know his baby mama's
good
name.
Good sound good to them, but that's not what she really wants.
I don't want that.
She wants Future.
Yeah.
No.
Shout out to Russell and being
I need a Jeezy.
Ooh.
Nah, he like Asian.
He likes my from the real.
Yeah, but I ain't say Jeezy, but it like a Jeezy or Andre 3000.
You all over.
You don't like nothing. Yeah, that's two totally different.
She just wants somebody from Atlanta. That's what it is.
She want to be rap.
First of all, let's back up. I don't want nobody from Atlanta the way they going.
Future's from Atlanta. Just
sorry, these know. Are the views of Mel. Let me clean it up.
Nah, I mean, I'll let you say what you're saying. You didn't get too out of pocket.
I was just saying, because you know what's going on in Atlanta.
No, I don't.
You know
what's going on.
Do you want to elaborate?
Those statistics, them numbers in them. Whew.
What are you talking about, Mel?
Why would you do that? Y'all know about Atlanta. Why y'all playing?
You so started Falcons?
Yeah.
You talking about varsity?
You
want
to get dirty down there. Yeah. That's what she's saying.
Hmm? Atlanta Hawks. Shout out to them because I went to their game.
Oh, you talking about that Dirty Bird. That what you talking about?
I don't think, yeah, huh?
That
don't
Dirty Bird.
Don't say the Dirty Bird because that's the type of wings I ate before I got here.
Oh, so you like the Dirty Bird.
No, but yeah, that dirty bird, that cold red.
That bankhead bounce, huh? Yeah.
All right.
Let me see you bounce from the left and let your shoulder lean.
All right, let's start over. Look, the views of everybody at this table do not represent Snuff Begin Friends. We love the city of Atlanta. Sometimes I get out of pocket too. We love Atlanta. We love the varsity. We love Chick-fil-A. We love everything about Atlanta. We love CNN.
In Atlanta at the end of this
we love
month.
The Trap Museum. We love everything. We love Expedition Lee. Shout out to y'all.
Love Bankhead.
Yeah, you know.
Chicken and ice.
Yeah, Coca-Cola, all that stuff.
Chicken and ice?
Yeah, it's a chicken spot. That joint, it's right beside K. Michelle restaurant.
Chicken and ice?
I don't know why it's called chicken and ice.
K. Michelle has a restaurant?
Yeah. It's called Petals.
Petals.
Is the food real? The food is real?
It was closed when I went down there, so I think it's only open.
Is she real now?
Well, yeah, she's
she got a baby now.
She came back.
You said what?
She came
back. She had a baby. She don't have no baby. She have a son that's almost 12.
She just had a whole new baby. It's by surrogate. Y'all got to put cheeks
by a surrogate? I want to say she ain't dropping out her because she just took them booty cheeks out. That booty meat.
I was definitely concerned about
that booty meat.
First of all, it's not meat. It's impossible. If it's anything.
Hey, them impossible waffles, though, they good.
That's because they cook on the regular grill with the regular waffles.
You heard about that, yes, yeah.
They suing the hell out there.
How the hell? I mean, you got to put
I don't even know who thought
the fire going to kill it, eh?
I'm about to say, but you think they going to pull out a whole nother grill to cook that motherfucking bitch?
Nigga, what you doing? What the fuck?
That's why people have to remember. It's not a vegan restaurant, y'all. It just ain't.
I'm going to tell you this. I eat it every time.
It's successful. I've had it, but it's not. If you eat, don't eat meat.
It tastes like... I don't eat regular meat, so
I
it's
just
good.
Don't eat beef, so it's fine for me.
Yeah, I'm gonna say I don't eat beef, so it tastes good to me.
But you still like meat. You like meat. Mm. Impossible.
Set up.
Okay. The clean.
I ignore his ignorance.
I'm crying.
The views of Kev's not representing Snuff for your friend. Snuff is not in any way ignorant. He just talks a lot of shit. Moving on. Bobby Christina Brown. On a lighter note.
How the fuck is this a lighter note?
That isn't. That's not a sad all. Situation.
Hey, like, y'all, another one today.
Y'all just went in on Atlanta. Let's turn it up.
Mel just went in on Atlanta.
Oh, so you blaming it on me?
Indubitably.
But you got the dreads. All you need is a gold tee.
Y'all. So is he from Atlanta?
Hey, bro. Don't do that. Huh?
Bobby Christina Brown's ex-boyfriend Nick Gordon dies at age 30 from a drug overdose. Now, we did realize that he was blamed for her death, mm-hmm. and was made to pay, I want to say, $36 million to the family. What did he do for a living?
He didn't pay that.
But he definitely had a balance when he left.
But $36 million, what did he do? Was that too soon? I caught that. I thought it was too soon. I tried to move on from it. It was. That was Big Bone Barbie right there.
Listen, today the drug dealer died from OD. Y'all missed that.
The drug dealer that sold to him?
Yeah.
How do we know that that was a drug dealer?
That's what they said.
You got the inside stuff.
You going with TMZ. That's what they reported.
Boom, boom, boom.
Listen.
You bringing all the tea. And drugs. But, yeah, he was found liable to wrongful death of Bible Christina. She's been gone how long now? I want to say 3 years.
I don't know.
It's been longer than that.
It's a lot of drugs going on, man.
Say, when did Whitney die?
Bobby's still here.
Bobby's still kicking.
Just so you know.
Y'all
was
talking
about Bobby. My belongs to a Ronin.
Still last one standing.
Mm-hmm. I bring this subject up because drugs and music. It's been going on for a very long time.
Yes.
I know they're saying it's an epidemic now, but you know, remember Jimi Hendrix and all the people in the 60s that on LSD all that stuff. Drugs has been around for a long time. We seen Lil Wayne got picked up the other day, heroin and everything on a bus. Mm. You know, Kayla's a big fan of Weezy F Baby. Please say the baby.
Maybe it's drugs and entertainment as a whole, too.
But the thing about Wayne is, does Wayne not look like he's on drugs?
Absolutely,
he look fried.
We gotta help Wayne. I don't know who his people are. It's time.
It's time
to tell Wayne.
Not only him to do. From Lean On Me got picked up too for drugs.
That's 3 years.
That was
old.
A while ago.
Yeah,
you said that's old.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's old.
In 2020, we're gonna read the dates on the article. I want to say that was 2017. Shout out, Sam.
Shout out to Sam.
I thought Mr. Clark was gonna get you out of that, man.
Sam's actually
smoke crack, don't
he? He had the original Expeditiously podcast.
Yes, he did.
I'm sorry, Sam, trying to bring up old shit in the new year. I'm sorry.
But see, what happened was, I think Kid Ray leaked that. Kid Ray told T.I. about the whole situation about Expedition. I didn't trust Kid Ray. We said on this podcast before, I felt no type of way about him getting his ass whooped.
You have said that?
Yeah.
It was a suit.
Yeah. And he's probably dead anyway, because that Mr. Clark said he'd be dead in a year, so he's probably not
dead. Dead in a year,
yeah.
Sir.
Say it again now.
Dead in a year.
Mm.
That was a sad movie.
Nah, that was very, very comical. Very comical.
Lean on me.
But we know who the head nigga in charge was. Shout out, rest in peace, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, drugs.
He dead? What he got?
Yeah, yeah, Benson passed away.
Oh, you talking about the Morgan? You thinking of Morgan? I thought the Morgan is alive and well. I'm sorry.
No, Morgan was not. No, Morgan was not the head nigga in charge. Mr. Leviathan.
Oh, I was
going to
say Morgan is still well and kicking.
I'm about to say, look, I know Morgan and Betty White both are still here. Now,
Morgan, he's still narrating.
That's because
he's been old for albums.
He's narrating God on Discovery.
He was old when I was five. But yeah, Morgan's still around, but he was not the HNIC.
You are accurate.
We remember him getting cussed out in the courtroom, and he let him know who was the boss.
Yeah.
Why did he swing over that gate like that in the courtroom?
I thought it was pretty cool. I thought it was cool. I don't know. I
just didn't know if it was a door.
I just think they wanted to be cool and show that they could still, you know, they weren't that old. They could still swing them legs, put them legs up, you know.
Why did he swing like that?
Yeah. It's the little things. I know the little things. Getting back to the drugs.
That's what I've been waiting for.
Juicy J recently put out a message saying that he apologized if he influenced anybody to do drugs. I think it's maybe 20 years too late.
Too late.
But
sipping on some scissor, because yeah. I was like five was years old singing
jam,
it.
Damn, you
niggas talking about doing blow on something on a regular basis.
That's the hardest beat. Please put it in this.
And at the same time, it's still going to be played at high volume. Definitely. In my car.
Drop it 100%. Right now. If you play it right now, you're going to get the Megan Thee Stallion knees out.
Yeah.
Breath like some thunder.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Let's keep Dope West high than Goodyear Brown. Yo, Pimp C. Another thing, Pimp C. I'm a big Pimp C fan, man. I think Pimp C is very glorified, and he did die of a drug, you know, the lean. You know?
Oh, Lord.
I'm a big Pimp C fan. We need to talk about these people glorifying drugs, man.
Yeah.
Now, we're not talking about marijuana because I don't think marijuana is being a drug. Because
it's not.
Yeah.
It's legal in several states now.
Yes, well, it is.
Legal or illegal.
I'm talking about Mel's Boy, you know, your Futures, things of that nature.
You got games going on with you.
You like the Atlanta Boys, so, you know.
I just took a piss and I seen codeine coming out.
Mm. He said I did acid for the first time.
Once again, the views of Snuff McGee do not represent Snuff McGee, because when I hear that song, high volume, very high volume. I sometimes do not listen to the...
I don't care what you say.
To the lyrics. I don't listen to the lyrics.
Singing all the words, probably. Because I do.
There's no judgment. No judgment. But yeah, 3-6, I mean, that's all they talked about was getting high.
Hitting
the motherfucker. High.
Yeah.
You know.
I bet you won't.
But yeah, I mean, I appreciate Juicy J coming out saying that, because I think this generation, it is worse. You know, you got popping pills. They're going hard.
Appreciate it.
I feel like social media enhances it too.
The
reason I'm going to say it worse is because with pushing the depression thing.
Right.
Pushing the mental health, pushing the drugs. I read an article this week about Wayne, the song he had a few years ago, that I Feel Like Dying. You remember that song?
I love that song.
Yeah. Mm. So he was talking about it, you know, hard then. And Wayne's been talking about it for a while too. Yeah. But I remember one time Wayne was saying he was trying to get off the lean and he felt like his stomach was just
addicted.
Yeah, eating him inside.
Yeah.
And I see many, many guys on Snapchat, Facebook stories, and they just got the lean bag in their mouth.
They sipping and talking.
And I'm like, well, what are you doing?
Too. You know, that character.
They just putting, they mixing grape soda with the Sprite. It's not.
No, it'd be yellow. It'd be yellow.
Yeah. It'd be yellow. So they just putting mellow yellow with it. That's what they're doing.
Listen, I used to work in a pharmacy. That stuff looks terrible.
Yeah, niggas be out there yellow.
I'm about to say, people, like, I have witnessed it firsthand, women selling their kids.
So you said it looked terrible. How did it taste?
I have no idea.
Wait a minute.
Hey, I'm okay with being the resident person who's done some drugs before.
It looked like snot. Like it's.
So you haven't had dirty spray?
No, I have that tussinic. No, not at all.
Lean.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. Have you had lean? Moving on.
You asked me.
don't comment.
Kel, we don't have to ask you certain questions. I'm sorry. Me and Mel, moving on. Me and Mel was talking before the show, man. It's a great documentary going on. I wouldn't say documentary. It could just be a series going on Netflix right now. Kevin Hart, don't fuck this up.
Don't fuck this up.
Yeah.
I'm on episode 4 now. It's pretty dope. I think Kevin Hart is borderline alcoholic. That's me talking.
I don't even think that's borderline.
Yeah. I think that he's also trying to make excuses for his actions.
Mm. You feel that?
I don't know about that.
I did finish. I'm going to let you finish, and I feel like we should.
Yeah, I finished it as well. That's why I said I don't necessarily agree with that.
Because now I will say halfway through about where you are, I was like, oh, he's tripping. Like, but once it finished, I was like,
oh, so you finished it?
Yeah. I did, yeah.
Okay, so his relationship with his dad. We get that whole thing that his dad was not around.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, his dad is around now, but his dad is, you know, his health is not great. Yeah. The situation with Vegas.
Mm-hmm. That was tough to watch.
Now it's fucked up that it's have we all watched the show? We
I don't know if I'm on the same page or not.
Spoilers for the people.
Yeah. Is that when the wife was talking about the situation?
Yeah, when he was in Vegas and the two women were in the room and you know, he made an oopsie. So yeah.
Oopsie.
Exactly. But the boy, his boy.
Yeah.
His boy was involved with it.
Yeah,
he was supposed to leak the information.
But if you look at how it went down too, he tried to reach out to all his day ones and they weren't available.
Oh yeah.
Like, bro, I can't just leave like that. And this one friend who was like, I'll go.
I mean, but he said himself, he's like, he didn't have his team around him. And, you know,
his true team.
Niggas make poor decisions.
Yeah.
It's not a mistake. It's a poor decision.
Just eat it. Well, just eat it. Don't be like, my team won't hear. Well, just be like, yo, I had the wrong... Look, I smashed something I wasn't supposed to smash.
You weren't supposed to smash. That sounds stupid.
No, because I can easily say, that's not making an excuse.
It is.
No, it's not. That's understanding yourself that you don't have self-control, and I know that I keep these niggas around me.
To help me.
Oh, yeah, I go to Vegas for self-control.
He went to Vegas to turn up.
He clearly said he doesn't have
this. Yeah, he went to Vegas to turn up.
Yeah.
But his boys won't dare. So if you know that you don't have that control... Don't go.
Poor decision.
Once again, when he was on the plane arguing with old boy.
I feel like you hollering at me right now.
I'm hollering. The voice
hollering.
Is,
you going
I
in.
Elevated. I heard elevated.
You got loud.
I will say, though.
No, big bone Barbie. You are not the career cheerleader, and you ain't even a cheerleader at all.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to continue to elevate.
Oh.
Yeah. I ain't no Russell Wilson.
So,
I understand where you're coming from, though, because once they realize that the dude was trying to extort him, then he's like, let me do a video, go ahead and acknowledge it. You didn't really have a change of heart. The heart was on the table, and you had to go ahead and say something.
I like that play on words that you did or whatever. But I want to get back to Holland and Kel.
Go ahead. Yeah.
But now, I just think that I'm not saying, I'm not saying, am I pointing? This is the hand. It's this way. I'm pointing at you.
The hand's open right now. Man.
What I'm saying is, nickel. No, but nah, I think it is. Kev's got a drinking problem, man.
Yeah.
You think it's drinking, though, or is it just self-control?
Nah,
he definitely has a drinking problem.
Kev was drunk at the Super Bowl when he tried to get up there with Philly.
Oh, yeah. No, I was hoping they would touch on that, and I didn't see it in
Kevin, but at the same time, his dad is an addict.
Yeah.
Definitely addiction is in the family, so you have to be mindful, period. That's probably why his mama kept him on the straight, you know, he says discipline, but your mama probably knew.
Yeah. Her mother emancipated the son, too.
I understand it.
But he was out of pocket with Boss when he was on the plane.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He was out of pocket. But I will say he's a man.
What do you think he was trying to say in that conversation?
I think the fact that the other boy was disloyal, he was checking everybody's loyalty.
Yeah.
You think that's what it was? He
said, I'm sorry.
I don't want to hear that. Essentially, what you think he said?
Essentially, he said that, though. It was the timing of everything. He was in a bad space. You know what I'm saying? Because that shit had just happened.
Okay.
Yeah. His fuck up ain't no bigger than no other niggas fuck ups to me, though. Like, it's nothing special.
I'm not saying he has a big fuck up.
It wasn't necessarily to you, speaking in general.
Charlie is just a man. And I think in the moment, I thought he was trying to, maybe have been drinking and trying to clown him like, you don't even own a house, nigga. Like,
yeah, but he was going too hard. Like, I think this is funny to me. I think Ball should have snuffed him early.
I agree.
Because you could tell Kev was going to keep going.
Yeah.
So it's like, yo, chill.
Boss wants to. And then, you seen them work out together?
Yeah.
He stay going in on it.
Sometimes you got to do that, though. Sometimes you got
But I think Kev wants that. I think Kev wants him to push him.
Yeah. True.
And Kev was like 2 hours late one time. Come on, man.
Sometimes you got to snuff your man,
so. Yeah. Hey. Kev should have snuffed him because his, at the end of the day, his boys would have took off on him. Like, yo, Kev, you was wrong. So everybody said you were wrong. And his wife even said he was wrong.
And then they would have dapped up after. They would be fine.
Right. It was like, look, man, you was tripping right now. I still love you, but I had to stop it.
Because after this, I'm a snuff snuff. Yeah. So, you know.
I'm Snuff McGee, joined by now. But now, I feel as if it was a lot of excuses with that. That's just me, man. I got to finish the episodes up. Maybe I have a change of heart. See, I'm doing it too. You like that? Yeah. But, just my opinion now, it just seems, you know, it's a lot of excuses. His dad, man, it is sad, you know, that whole situation. But the fact that he's around now, I really like that. His dad's funny, too.
Definitely funny.
He talks a lot of shit to his dad, too.
Yeah.
But it's a good documentary.
Yeah.
And I was telling Mel earlier, too, I watched the Tiffany Haddish comedy special.
I gotta go home. I'll watch it tonight.
What? Was it good? What? The one with her friend, like Tiffany Haddish and friends? That
the
one?
Black Mitzvah.
Okay, I didn't see that one. No,
I need to watch it.
She's funny to me. She's not a great stand-up comic. I'm not going to say that. But she's funny to me. You know, I became a fan on the Carmichael Show.
Okay.
Even though it was so short-lived.
Right.
Great show, though. I blame NBC.
And then Marlon took over.
I don't want to say nothing bad about Marlon. You're trying to set me up.
No, the show was good, though.
Marlon was good?
Whoa, wait a minute.
The show
was what?
It was good. I think it was good. Him and old girl from Smart Guy. He's a smart guy.
Shout out to Smart Guy.
Needy.
I think y'all be giving niggas passes because you like them.
I didn't watch Smart Guy. I wasn't a WB fan.
Wait a minute, you don't watch Smart Guy.
I watched.
That was on Disney.
Smart Guy was Disney?
Yes.
I think it was on
ABC first.
Yeah, they're showing their age. Yeah. Maybe we're showing ours. Yeah. But yeah, I thought it was WB.
I was going to say, born in the 90s. Not a crank baby.
Okay, public announcement. Look, you better share with that shit now. I'm pre-cracked.
Definitely.
I don't know. Dolph said born in the 80s. Crack baby.
Can we get... since we're so irrelevant right now, I am a Young Dolph fan. I am a Dolph fan.
I love
and he
I
ain't
love
saying
Dolph
shit, but...
At all.
This is the thing. I'm a Young Dolph fan if it comes on.
100%.
I'm not going to look for it.
No.
I was in Charlotte when he got shot at. That's all I care about.
That's all you care about?
I was at the same club.
See, she don't want Future. She want Dolph.
Man, you got some issues that you need to work out. You got some internal things.
She want Dolph now.
100 shots.
Don't play with me.
You heard what Dolph said, though.
Play with your bitch.
Let me say, fuck a new bitch every day.
Hey, speaking of Dolph, did you see it was an interview with Dolph, Key Glock, and some nigga was in
the interview. Oh, Key Glock. I love him. I seen Key Glock in North Carolina, too.
Ratchet.
Mm-hmm.
You are definitely a ratchet. You like Key Glock, you a ratchet.
She want a roughneck.
Oh, yeah.
Goddamn MC Light over here.
Mm-hmm. Oh my
when
god.
When they was talking about, somebody they got talking about eating grits. Mm-hmm. And Cuz was like, yeah, he liked the, Dog was like, yeah, I put salt and pepper in my grits. And the other nigga was like, yeah, I put, you know, sugar and butter in my. And then the other nigga, forget what he said, I put Old Bay in my grits. That nigga,
I would say I'm Old Bay the fuck out right now. I put Old Bay on my fries.
Yep.
I get the Old Bay chicken wings.
It's never that serious for Old Bay.
I put Old Bay on my hash browns. I put Old Bay on.
First of all, if you don't put Old Bay on your hash browns, you got.
Hold on, you been to America Best that had the Old Bay honey?
Yeah, honey Old Bay.
Yeah. Now that's good.
Let's say right. honey Old Bay.
Yeah.
Like people be on this whole lemon pepper Old Bay epidemic. I'm not with it.
Yeah, shout out to America's Best. You know they don't sponsor the show, but that moon dust is just amazing.
Hold on, is that the one that's really hot?
It's not too spicy.
No, I like the one that had your nose running. It's the one that's running.
So now she on coke. She want a rough neck.
Wow. You
up that blow there. You play with your nose.
You look dangerous life.
She a powder girl.
Okay.
First of all, I'm not JT because you know they just said JT was on camera snoring some powder from the city girl.
Yeah, let her live.
She might be.
That's the one that just got out, right?
Yeah. She got out the joint. Let her live.
Yeah.
You said let her live.
Going through some
things.
Play with her nose.
Is she the one that got flued out? Or was that the other one?
No, the other
that's
one.
That's the other one.
Okay.
I do.
Come on and get flued out.
Carisha.
Do you love me?
Are you a city girlfriend?
Too bad. And they kissing in the... Hey, yo.
It depends on where I'm at.
The video with Cardi B is so undefeated. Like, that video is so...
Type.
What
video ain't shit? What,
it was, yes,
like,
it
animals,
is.
Have you ever seen Tip Drew?
Have you seen BET?
I'm okay. saying it's a new generation. We had this conversation before, Kel, on this show. Did. Yes, we
I
did.
I will say, I've seen the video. The cinematography was great.
Angles were successful.
Yes.
Tip Drew.
Now, have they done a song? Have they done a song with Megan Thee Stallion yet?
She did something. I think that would be too nasty.
I think that would be a pretty good song. It'll be too nasty. I think the video would be good.
They decided to go with Nicki with her Hot Girl Summer.
Thing. Yeah.
She should have went the other way.
Yeah.
Who got a lot of D?
She's funny.
She really needs Safari back. I love me some Nicki, but
I'm not write your lyrics. I'm not a Nicki fan anymore, man.
What? Don't disrespect. Move along, because don't disrespect Nicki. Because I've been rocking with her since back in the day.
Man, yeah,
I'm talking about bangs over your ass.
Like her as a person, whatever. You got a problem with that? But the comment that you just made,
who me,
is inaccurate.
What she said?
That she needs Safari back writing her lyrics. Number one,
Safari is so whack.
Number one.
He writes successfully. I feel like he helped her.
Safari himself admitted that he didn't write her lyrics. So
no, now this is what I'm referring to. There was a documentary where they were in the studio. I saw she wrote hers, but he helped her finish a few lines. Just dust them off.
A few lines. So you want somebody to put some...
No, Safari just to dust his own
lyrics. Like a pat on top of your French toast.
No, what I mean is, like, it's nothing
put
like...
Put the old bay on top of your fries, your is what you're saying.
There's nothing like that bouncing off.
He needs somebody to bounce his song off, because like, they're garbage.
I really think
he
that, yeah.
He used to be dancing.
I feel like his lyrics are successful. If you get rid of his persona and just listen to the words, he has some successful lyrics.
Yeah,
name a Safari song.
If you use Miss Cressy, do not represent Snuff Begin Friends. I don't think anything is relevant about Safari. That's
absolutely
just gonna be me.
Not. He don't went to a psychic about his life.
That's
you
the
know.
One. That's the one that ran for me, right?
That is good.
That's this the one that ran. True. That's the one that ran for me.
And I believe they banked somebody.
He did. His crew supposedly just jumped on him.
Safari only relevant because of Nicki. Now moving forward.
Or Love & Hip Hop.
I don't watch none of that garbage. Let's move on to something. I'm not even going to say it lighter this time. I'm going to be real serious with this, Mikael. Bryce Gowdy, the 4-star Georgia Tech recruit.
Mm-hmm.
We heard about that died.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Want to say he jumped in front of a train.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Saying that he was having mental health issues. Also, further on with the story, you heard about how he was really helping his family out, how the family was homeless. He was the mom and the kids were very dependent on him. Now, I don't know the whole story about it, but I knew that he was going to Georgia Tech. He was going to start in January. Mm-hmm. Do you think the family was pressuring him going, or do you think he just didn't want to leave them behind?
I think two things can be true. I think it could be a combination of each. We do know in our community a lot of times, at a young age, we are expected to be the savior for our family, especially as men. Or boys at that time, really.
Yeah.
That pressure can be a lot to be the man of the house as a child. You're not a man yourself. Also, when you're in that position, you can run into the, I don't want to leave them. What's going to happen if I'm not here as well? So that's double pressure. Those two things combined, I can understand how it can lead to that.
They're saying the mother who went on Facebook Live,
I didn't see it.
I think Mel said she did see it. But she was talking about the son's mental health leading up. You know, it was a disappearance. What I'm reading, he was talking crazy or talking in circles. What did you hear, Mel?
Okay, so I watched this lady video from start to finish, but I had to take a break because I got angry. And the reason why I got angry, because I'm a person that has mother issues. So she, you know, she started the story off saying that for a couple of days he had been just talking crazy, as if you said. He was just, she was stating how he was asking, are you going to be okay? Are my siblings going to be okay? And she also went on to talk about how she didn't know where they were going to sleep that night until she found a hotel. And from my understanding, within that story as well, she talked about how, yes, he had a job, so he was helping out. In my understanding, she had other children as well. But what really impacted me in the story, because it did not seem genuine. Now, yes, it's a mother that's crying out, but it was so sad to me that she was like, well, he asked her to hold his hand at one moment when they were in the hotel room because he just was just in awe. He talked to his father, and I don't think the conversation went great. So, like you were saying, you know, black children or children, whatever nationality you are, but it's mostly known in black families, they're pressured because if your father isn't around, you want them to be around. You want them to see you be successful, but that can bring you down. And then, you know, you have your mother. She's stressed out about you not having nowhere to lay. She's stressed out about her job not making that much money. So you're stressed out because she's letting those burdens fall on you. And she's telling him, she said it herself. She said, I told him, I have too much going on. I can't take this energy you have going on right now. And it kind of messed me up. Like I said, I had my own situations. So it was like, I see this far too much from parents, how they expose their energies and their issues that they have on their children. Now, granted, sometimes you can't help it, but for to let them see it. But let that child be a child. And nurture them and comfort them because you made the decision to bring them in this world. So when you made that sound decision to bring them into this world, you made a decision to say, I have to put some things in the back burner and make sure I nurture them. I can't protect them from the world, but I can set them up for success so they're not, they don't make the mistakes that I make. Now, granted, some of us, we have to learn and then move forward. But if you're putting those, setting those guidelines down and you're nurturing, you're listening, because I didn't have that myself personally. I didn't have anybody to listen to me or ask me what's wrong. Can I hold your hand? But I was a stronger person and I was able to overcome. Not everybody is strong, just like that young man. And I'm not putting all the blame on her. No, I'm not. But I feel like she played a part in it because she did not take the time to say, what's wrong, son? Like, it could have been anything. I'm bothered by having to leave you guys, and I know the situation that you're in, so I'm stressed out because I know what you're stressed out about. Like, it just, I'm angry by the whole situation.
I get that. We talk about this all the time with the toxic charities. Sometimes you try to reach kids. You need to reach the adults. Because you put the kids in these environments for a couple of hours. At the end of the day, they're going right back to that toxic environment at home. And I hate to use the word toxic because I think it's overused. With his situation, mental health in the black community, we're still fighting that. I know we're talking about it now. We're talking about it more. But a lot of people don't talk about it. And you also have a lot of people who don't want to talk about their problems.
In the black community, a lot of times, I think a lot of that comes from the fact for so long we have not had the luxury of being able to even have feelings. It was, you got to get the job done one way or the other. Right. Like, you know, we all know the dark history of this country and black people. It is what it is. The way we felt has never mattered. No one has ever respected the way we felt, cared about the way we felt, asked about the way we felt. Especially black men. Like, who do we go to in those situations? Like, you guys, for instance, like, y'all came in here today and immediately, is this the first time y'all met today?
Yes.
Immediately begin to uplift each other, begin to create this bond.
Mm-hmm. And this nigga say he want to snuff me.
I cannot. I tried to create a bond with you.
Toxic masculinity.
I know what you're saying.
But no, yeah, like, real shit. Like, we don't have that.
And we have to break those generational curses, man. I think I'm real big with that. I feel as if we need to talk about that. That soft shit is lame to me. Right. Everybody goes through stuff. All that stuff I deal with it myself, that shit never works to me. Small stuff turns big.
Absolutely.
All you doing is letting that shit build up and then you just fucking break. You end up going to work doing something stupid because you mad, you had a bad day. Just talk about it, man.
But see, look. Playing devil's advocate a bit. You allow yourself to be vulnerable and you talk about it.
You need a team.
You need a proper team because what happens all too often, and this is not an attack on black women at all. Anybody who watches the show knows I more than anybody love black women. But a lot of times black women, only because of the standards that we all were raised on, you become vulnerable and you express yourself and you share yourself with her only to be have it used against you later on.
Yeah, I do.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I want to say this too. Like, my son has his own mental health issues. So as a mother, like, that story touched me too, because
we don't get personal stuff, McGee. But you ladies go ahead.
I don't mind sharing.
Nah, I know you don't mind.
I feel like it's necessary. Like, there are a lot of instances where you say, like, we need to get vulnerable, and once you get vulnerable, the thing is, it's not one and done either. Yeah. So it needs to be a constant space for conversation and allowing that outlet, and you know what I mean? It's not nurtured as much in our communities, in our homes, as it needs to. But again, like you said, we need to provide that training and that outreach or just that conversation so people know it's okay. But it's going to come to a place where, you know, we are speaking more about it, and hopefully someone can realize what they need. So
with you working with kids with the Excel Excellence Program, mm-hmm. how do you feel about that? How do you reach adults? Because I feel as if once you get to that adulthood, hope is gone.
Hard to teach that old dog new tricks.
Yeah.
This is true. At the same time, it's like you have to create, kind of like creating the life you want. You have to create new things and new ways. We have so many old structures and systems like schools and IEPs. Sometimes it's not just the IEP to help that child. And it's not just parents sitting around the table. Sometimes that child just needs someone to really listen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Consistently listen. And not just listening for the hour because we got you with your therapist mm-hmm. and we're going to be done and that's it. And you fill out the paper and you check these boxes and that's it. So for me, the team at Excel to Excellence is amazing. And I feel like we really want to create small bonds with the kids as well as the parents. So we're in the crowds and just saying, you know, how are you doing? Like getting to know people truly. And when you can help... help. If we need to do a food drive, maybe we can do a food drive. But it's not just one thing. You know what I mean? You never know what people are stressed with. So I feel like it's something that constantly needs to evolve over time. And like you said, with parents needing to sacrifice, it's so many parents who are now, you know, a lot of small businesses and people want to start their new ventures. And that's stressed in addition to your job and you got your kids. You do have to sacrifice, but try to create those smaller spaces for your kids. You know what I mean? With my son, one thing we do, we dance in the kitchen. Whenever we're both in the kitchen and it's just a passing moment, because he's a teenager, he's 17. Mm-hmm. I'm like, come on, just stop and dance with me real quick. Mm-hmm. Like those small moments, those small pieces will help over time. You know what I mean? Like it may seem insignificant, but those small things to let him know he's loved and cared.
Right, increase those small memories of happiness.
Right, but you have to add all those together. So again, like that... that therapy session, my son went to therapy for a long time. You know what I mean? Those therapy sessions aren't going to really help and solve mm-hmm. anything in the long run, because he could probably won't remember the doctor's name in 10 years, but he'll remember me and how I acted and how I treated and what I listened to. You know what I mean? So we just got to cultivate new experiences.
I appreciate that. Dancing with Big Bone Barbie is...
I do want to make one other announcement. I actually have a podcast that's launching soon. Mm-hmm. It's called Crown Down, and the goal of it is, kings and queens, there comes a time when you do have to put your crown down. You know, we're in here successful now. You know, we all successful people in our own right. But I'm sure we all have a moment where we're just like, what in the world is going on? Or what am I going to do next? Or I am depressed today. So that goes back to that overuse of the word and the toxic nature. Like, it's not always, you're not super depressed because you're having a bad day. Not a bad life. Mm-hmm. So you may have instances, but true depression can get chronic. So you just got to start to be accountable what we're really feeling.
Agreed.
Okay. Yeah.
So when is Crown Down? Is that...
Crown Down is going to launch on Legacy Internet Radio January 10th.
Okay.
That's Friday.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Y'all want to be guests on the show?
Absolutely.
Come on
If you know... if you would have us on the show.
Absolutely. We want you to come in and actually talk about it. And it goes back to sharing experiences and sharing your journey. Talk about an instance where you had to put your crown down. You know what I mean? Because we want to talk about when we're kings and queens and we're on the pedestal today. I'm at the show. I'm feeling live. But I have to go home. You know what I'm saying? Make sure my son's straight. And cook tomorrow. And cook Saturday. Mm-hmm. And we have to keep going. Just like church. One day ain't going to do it. You know what I'm saying? Sunday ain't mm-hmm. enough. You got to praise the Lord every day.
Crown down.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Crown down. Put your crown down.
Yeah, I definitely want to check that out. I want to come on the show and, you know...
please.
I'm very nervous. You know, I'm not great with interviews. I am
so sick of you.
I don't. I moderate. Moderate is this is my lane.
I love to moderate.
Let me borrow from America. I'm crying.
I have sat down in a crowd and watched you sit down in front of some people that you didn't even know.
Oh, this nigga's amazing.
And wooed the crowd, even started an argument with somebody that became your friend.
That's no, but see, that's different. That's my love. I love comedy.
People.
And it's not just being in front of people. I love backstage. All that the whole thing interview. Was comedy. Yeah. I love that.
That was your interview.
Interviews are like, so Snuff, what's going on with you? It's like it's personal. So I'm not good with personal stuff or whatever.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Look, hey, I'm Snuff McGee. I got Snuff McGee and friends. What's up?
I don't want to be like
Well and Jerry McGuire. I'm not
Rod Tidwell and Jerry McGuire. I'm not.
Look at the cry, man.
Those tears
drink
down.
Yeah, you know that little Denzel joint, man. But I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah,
I'm
looking forward to that.
It's very necessary in our community. We got to get out there, man. I don't know the way. I like hanging around people like you. People who are doing for the community. People who are helping out with kids. I did an event in Richmond. I told you about that. Where at the end of the event, a kid came up to me and was like, "Can you take me home?" This kid never seen me before in his life.
Ooh.
For a kid to be that comfortable to go up to a complete stranger and say that.
Bless his heart.
This ain't the first time he's done that.
At all.
You know?
But, you know, we got to share more stories. And that's the purpose of it. Everything comes from pain. Like I told you, I met Puppy Longway. Just straight off a DM. Like, "Hey, I love your page." And he responded back in our interview. He said yes. And the interview, long story short, he was playing football. Clearly, he's a big dude. Playing football, got hurt. Mm-hmm. Had never been hurt. Had never been down. Thought he was going on, you know, professional college. And he didn't. And he started making videos to keep himself motivated while he was recovering. And next thing you know, it turned into another passion. So,
pain.
Progress coming from the pain. You know what I mean? I'll excuse my stomach growling.
Are you hungry?
I'm fasting today.
Are you fasting?
Are you fasting too?
Are you fasting too?
No, I'm just saying too because I know that she is as well.
Yeah. I'm not fasting today because I had some chicken wings. Turkey, dirty bird, okay?
No, I'm definitely fasting. My stomach is like.
But I'm going to fast next week, though.
Oh, you are fasting?
Next week.
Next week?
Yes, I do you do the water fast.
Liquid. So we do soups too.
Oh yeah, I be doing that sometimes. But sometimes I just do water.
Well, I haven't eaten in hours.
You're intermittent.
I ain't ate since two.
And what time?
And I won't eat till tomorrow.
What did I have today? I had some oxtails.
Oh man.
Yeah, I had some oxtails with some rice and beans.
Oh my God, the rice and beans, right?
Yeah, some cabbage.
Come on now,
extra gravy on it. You know.
That's great.
You remember on Martin when Gina had made all that food?
Fair play.
Let me get it off with the rice cake.
He was like, damn, two types of potatoes?
Yeah, I didn't even see it.
I can't.
You didn't get no cocoa bread, though, did you?
Nah, I didn't. I got a Jamaican beef patty as well. I was fat boy today.
Oh, you were showing off?
Yeah, I was showing off. You
should try the vegetable patties. They're good.
Mm,
oh, no. Nah.
I had the chicken. When you go to Jamaica, as soon as you get off, they got a beef patty stamp. Two. Every time I get off
the plane. Yeah, it was one of them go hard or go home joints. I like.
Hey, just it tastes good. It's vegetables, but it's good.
Oh, yeah.
The chicken's good.
Maybe one day.
Like some curry chicken, though.
I haven't had Jamaican in months. So I said, you know what? Hey.
Which joint did you go to?
I went to the VA Flavors.
Oh.
Yeah. I like Queens.
Elotian.
That's off a hole, ain't it?
Hold on, wait. What? Which one is no Jamaica House? I'm sorry, Jamaica House.
Yeah, downtown. That is.
That's on Broad.
I thought Jamaica House moved.
Nah, no, it's on Broad. It's right there beside VCU.
They are moving. VCU done bought it, so they'll be around.
Oh.
VCU bought what? The building.
The building, yeah. So I think they got 2020 is the end of their lease. They'll be moving.
Oh wow.
Around the corner though, they ain't going far.
Cal, where do you go for Jamaica since you're from the city of Richmond? So we've heard.
I don't really be eating Jamaican food.
You don't like Jamaican food?
He get off the
bad areas. I don't really be eating it. It used to be this little stand when I worked downtown. They used to have it, but I don't know what that shit was.
Food truck. I heard there's a food truck down there that's pretty good.
This is Purple John. I used to go to that shit three times a week.
Okay. I've heard of Queens. I've had Queens once.
Queens got the bombest cornbread.
I haven't tried a cornbread.
It's like cake.
Karina's is okay. I've been to Karina's.
I heard Karina's over Queens, and I heard Jamaica House over both of them.
I've had Jamaica House maybe once. It was a long time ago. Well, all I do is get the oxtails. That's all. Mm.
Your food come up quick.
Yeah,
your food come up quick, man.
We not playing with Jamaicans.
Get you some cocoa bread.
Listen, I'm going to Jamaica though. You know they do not eat oxtails like that over there. They kind of like, it's a luxury.
They like stuff with bones in it.
They definitely, there's a lot of goat popping.
I like the, what's the fish? The red snapper. Oh, yeah. Hey, that the red snapper. Yes, I love the red snapper.
Ain't y'all fasting though?
I'm not fasting right now.
I am. Okay. But I can talk about it. That's part of
the story. I'm off for 6 days. Who fasting right now?
Listen, it's fine.
So I think we're gonna get some food after this, man. Y'all got me pretty hungry. Jamaica's probably closed about now, but I'll check it out.
Okay. Wawa.
I said food, man.
Right.
Oh, no,
let's
Wawa's hard. I want to say Wawa better than Sheets.
Wawa's in the clutch food. Yeah, definitely better than Sheets.
That's yeah, cringe. I cannot.
Hold on.
Sheets ain't got the
swings
in the fry no more.
Got the what?
They ain't got the swings in the fry no more.
Swings?
What is swings?
Sheets.
You mean what? Wayne's World?
Wings.
That's how I know y'all niggas don't go to Sheets.
This is
no.
They wings was called swings.
I don't get swings from wings.
Sheets. Well, then Wawa is better. If you're not eating wings, then Wawa's definitely better.
Okay. Wings, I don't eat.
I'm
mad Wawa don't have the pizza no more.
They got cheese sticks that are better.
I don't want no cheese stick. Cheese, like you said, with old age, you can't eat certain food. Cheese ain't my friend.
We're definitely lactose intolerant.
You black, everybody lactose.
Man, you're like 22. Chill.
No, what I say, guys, it's bad off of me now. I got to drink almond milk.
I drink almond milk.
I cannot drink no milk. I'll be out here later.
You can't drink it.
What?
Why?
You nut intolerant?
Wait a minute.
It depends on who I'm with.
Hold on.
Snap again. I was waiting for Kelly to be like, hell no. Hell no.
I had to ask her what she
said.
Some
of them can't get you there. It is what it is. You know?
Because I'm thinking, look,
you
I tried
nut intolerant.
I'm like, damn, you don't fuck with nuts. What's...
Nah.
Shout out to almond milk.
Hold on. Can we go ahead and move forward?
I'm just listening to this. Look, shout out this. I will say that I don't like getting the off-brand shit, but I will buy off-brand almond milk, and it's pretty good.
Cause it's
I like silk milk though.
My thing is I don't even look forward to the almond milk. It's just I'm looking forward to the cereal.
I'm looking forward to not milk.
Yeah,
it's just, like, hold on, what kind of cereal you eating? Cause some people they try to come to my house and eat Fruit Loops with my almond milk, and I'm like, you don't do that, baby. You gotta eat Special K. You gotta
First of all, if I'm doing almond milk, meet me halfway. God damn it. If I'm going to get my cinnamon toast crunch with almond milk.
No. Hey, I see somebody doing
almond,
it.
I can't drink almond, but I imagine that shit is fire.
It is.
I'm about to go to the store and buy me a box because y'all, I seen like that somewhere.
And I will say this. If you want to be cheap, you can be cheap. The cinnamon toasters in the bag?
They're not bad. That's a good all-brand.
Okay, I'm going to definitely buy almond milk and...
I tried to get my son one day. I got the off-brand Fruit Loops.
That's because your son bougie.
No.
The fruit rings fire.
No, the fruit rings were faded. They were faded.
You picked up the wrong bag.
No, man. They taste like they already just bad.
I don't trust... Only Toucan Sam. I don't like the little crack meth bird they got on these boxes now.
You don't know your ass from your elbow.
It's because you eat Tasty-O's. Don't look up.
Tasty-O's.
Don't bother me, no. It's a fake-ass box of Cheerios in my house right now. Them
okay, I'm
going to
go give you some real cinnamon toast crunch.
You cannot do Honey Nut Tasty-O's, man. Nigga, you gotta get the real deal.
I will send you the picture when I get home.
Okay. Honey Nut Tasty-O's. Okay. What's the... I get the cereal with the granola in it.
But I'm bougie as hell. This motherfucker drinking, eating Special K...
I like granola cereal.
What's the cereal? I can't think of it. Y'all know the cereal with the almonds in it.
And Honey Bunches of Oats?
Yes, that's what I eat.
God bless you, brother.
That's why I eat the vanilla.
Look, we don't do adult cereals. Everyone's
I like those.
I eat adult cereal. Like but tonight, I will be getting me a bowl. I'm going to go buy me some cinnamon toast
crunch. They actually have a Honey Nut Cheerios medley crunch. It's like a combination of Honey Nut Cheerios and Honey Bunches of Oats. And it's pretty good.
No, have y'all seen the really mixed cereal? Like, they got everything.
They got fucking donut cereal. And...
Oh, no, they got the real donut, the Fruit Loops donuts at Hardee's.
I really need a cereal
bar.
I want to bring back some old school cereals.
Like, cereal such as?
Is it?
I don't know if it's here.
I know it's one
before.
In New York or Chicago or something like that.
I seen one like in Atlanta.
So, what do you... Sure. All right, so before we end the show, let's go ahead. Top three cereals, since we're doing the best of.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Raisin Bran. Frosted
Flakes. Popeye.
Shout out to you, bro.
Raisin Bran.
First of all, Raisin Bran.
I don't like the texture of raisins in my mouth, so.
I'm all the way with Raisin Bran.
Yeah. Mel, you're setting yourself up now.
Raisin Bran.
I don't like raisins.
Raisin Bran. She
like them young boys.
Yeah, you know they got the one with the cranberries in there. Yeah, go to the food
Raisin Bran. Cracklin' Oat Bran. That's old school. And Pops. Those are my three top
three. I'm sorry. You said Cracklin' Oat Bran?
Yep.
Now, the fact that I don't like that cereal, but I like the nostalgia with that, nah.
That's my grandma. That's homage, and it's good.
All right. Mel.
Oh, my God. I don't eat these kitty cereals.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Come on. I'm with you. What's your favorite cereals?
Honey Bunches of Oats.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Weak.
All Clusters? Have you tried that one?
The all no, because it's too much. That's going to be too much sugar.
Okay.
Ooh, honorable mention. Crunch Berries.
All right, I'll give you, okay, my childhood.
All right.
Not too many.
What's the chocolate cereal? The Cocoa Puffs.
Uh-huh.
Cocoa Puffs, Fruity Pebbles, and Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay.
I made Fruity Pebble Rice Krispie Treats for Christmas.
Trash.
And you didn't bring them tonight?
Wait, what was in them?
You didn't bring them tonight?
Fruity Pebbles and
on your next appearance. Either when you come here,
when
we come to you.
When you come to Crown Down. I'm gonna go ahead.
Okay,
and use some
no doubt.
I just had to make sure that's all that was in there.
That's no special treats.
I'm gonna be different. I'm gonna give you the top three cereals I hate and I will never eat again in my life.
Okay.
Number one, Kix.
Oh,
I was Kix. I was Kix to death as a kid. I had a lot of Kix as a kid. Weak. I don't want it anymore. Number two, affordable. King Vitamin.
Wow.
I'm never gonna have King Vitamin ever again in life.
Ever.
And number three, Tastios.
Oh, no. Smacks worse than all that shit.
Hold on.
Sugar Smacks.
Oh, Smacks are terrible.
Yeah, but I
only got 4 minutes to eat them.
Was there really a cereal called Bootios? Being funny.
You talking about from New Day?
That's from New Day. That's
from WWE?
You a wrestler fan?
Absolutely. Wow. It's a New Day.
I'm just asking
because
I've seen it on Facebook. I'm like, Bootios? What the hell is that?
I got to follow wrestling. We went to wrestling every year.
Don't look at me like I'm crazy.
No, I'm just, she's a wrestling fan. That's pretty cool.
It's a New Day.
I watched some documentary about a wrestling chick today.
Since I was five, dog.
I love wrestling.
Since I was five.
I might watch it for selfish reasons, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Divas?
No, I was thinking more like Roman Reigns. Sorry.
Oh, you like clowns? Okay, I got you.
Clowns are muscles. Like, we're just looking at exterior. But, I had to find something.
Cool. I thought you were like a Rikishi fan. You didn't like Rikishi.
Oh, I like them all, though. I just like all the characters. Rikishi and I like their grind.
Yeah, that was a Lizzo joke. I'm sorry.
I like the grind. Like, I really like hearing that the other side of the wrestlers and, like, their real life, not that scripted stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I like Stone Cold.
Steve Austin.
I'm old school, yeah.
He still got the knee braces.
Hmm?
I see. Yeah, I'm an attitude era guy.
Yeah. I'm old school. I'm like, you know, Steiner Brothers, Ric Flair.
Jimmy Snuckles.
Yeah, Road Warriors. I go back. You know, I got a little time.
Oh, you went back then?
Yeah, I got a little time. Macho Man Randy Savage.
I did love what Offset got Ric Flair. Like, I love that whole vibe.
I didn't like Rick in the video, but I like the fact that Rick got that swag. But Rick was a little too old. Now, if he had 85 Ric Flair, that video would have been
dope. But I like the outfit, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Rick Flair, he's
still saying, woo!
Yes, he does. He got his daughter wrestling now, Charlotte.
Oh, wow. If you go on YouTube and look at Ric Flair in the 80s,
oh.
Don't nobody talk more shit to Ric Flair.
Facts.
Don't nobody. And
I'm a willing dude.
Yeah.
A whole character.
Them out here come out there and say, "Lady, say my name again. Slick Rick." I mean, and he was actually living that life. Some people were like, they being fake on TV. Ric Flair is Ric Flair. And at the end of the day, he performed in the ring.
Yes, sir.
He walked it. He talked it. Relevance in the Dungeon. Shout outs, Kel.
You already know, man. Shout out to the family. My daughter, just to let everybody know, we had a little incident beforehand. My daughter drank some jojoba oil. Mm.
Jojoba.
She's okay. She's asleep.
I knew shit got serious. I was like, Kev, you good? Yeah. Where he went up the steps. I ain't never seen Kev go up steps that fast. I had to be a child involved with that.
Down, you know, she all right, though. She good to go. No doubt.
Beautiful daughter, by the way. I met her at the club. Yeah.
She did not fuck with him.
Yeah, she didn't. Okay. She saw me hug his mom, so, you know,
in this goddamn show.
Shout outs from the career cheerleader.
Shout out to my son, man, TJ, graduating this year in June, man. We've been along.
Shout out, Big Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out.
Shout out to the family, and of course, the other two hosts of Crown Down, CJ and Keita, who will be on the show. Shout out to Legacy and Internet Radio, and shout out to Snuff McGee, of course, for letting me on, and Red Table Talk for constantly letting me be on their platform and sharing the good word.
No doubt. Mel.
Well, y'all know it's Mel the Lipstick Diva. If your girlfriend ain't set up like this or look like this, she ain't the one. Now, I want to shout out to my future husband. I don't know who you is, but you're going to see me here on YouTube with Snuff McGee and Friends.
Dolph.
Shout out to one of the teams I'm gonna be working with, because y'all trying to take me. I'm about to go. I'm just playing. Shout out to my lash tech.
Security.
She is doing my lashes tomorrow. Tea Lady Lash, taking your lashes from yes to yes.
Okay.
And shout out to the Snuff and the Friends. Okay. Signing off.
She in the show. Oh, David Ruffin ass motherfucker.
Come see
you
this
motherfucker.
End of the show, this man.
Motherfucker, Flash. I'm gonna talk about my album coming out soon. another part of relevance before I get my shout outs out, yo. The best, the greatest R&B name of all time will always be Bird and the Midnight Falcons. Bird and the Midnight Falcons.
Who the hell is that?
You know what I'm talking about.
I do not.
Five Heartbeats.
Oh, man.
It was a group in there called Bird and the Midnight Falcons.
You went
man.
Back.
Yeah.
Showing my age. Midnight Owl.
Showing my age,
shout out to
man.
Pops. Rest in peace.
Midnight Train. Shout out to...
Give me love. Got some singing going on up in here now.
Midnight. My favorite Midnight songs, evidently.
Your favorite Midnight songs?
That was Gladys Knight.
Gladys. Well, thank you, baby. I couldn't get it.
You better run.
You didn't know Gladys?
You sweet little thing.
Hey, it's Snuff Begin Raw Talent Show's coming February 15th. Shout out Miss Tink. Love working with her. Love talking shit with her. She knows that. Snuff and Mel's going to sit down with Tink on January 18th, 2020. You going to bring that same energy?
Absolutely.
You going to shut that show down too?
Absolutely. All right. Going to end it.
How do you say it again? Anybody came to see you?
Anybody
going
to see you?
I'm crying.
Signing off.
Snuff Again Friends Comedy Show coming in March. Shout out Money Executives Entertainment, Jay Prince and Rich.
Yes, sir.
Big Booty Barbie. I'm sorry. Big Bone Barbie will be...
Sounds like I'm going to be performing.
Yeah, Big Bone Barbie will be in the building.
Debut.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. Before we get out of here, man, I seen this quote this week, and I want to say this. The future of black people is not dependent upon how white people treat us, but how black people treat each other. And I truly believe that. I think that sometimes we do blame the white man for too much stuff. We need to love each other, bring some more unity within each other. This beginning of the year, I'm going to be working with y'all, even though Mel talks a lot of shit. And she just ended the show, so this is probably like after.
But she can't get this rid of
this
me.
This is snuff after. Little after talk going on. But now, y'all my people, man. This is my team. 2020, we're going to start doing comedy shows. We're going to start doing a podcast. We're going to do other people's podcasts. Come on there and cry. Talk about our emotions. Talk about what's going on in life. And it's no judgment. No judgment going on. And I'm talking about Good Will Hunting. It's not that Good Will Hunting crying. I'm talking about...
And still ain't nobody come to see Snuff.
Huh? Anybody come to see... Hey.
They came to see Friends.
Hey, look. I will cry for that. I will cry Lady just like
I was about to do the same.
Yeah, just like Casey cry. In the desert with my leather vest on. No, the motherfuckers was high. Y'all talking about y'all ain't know they was high back then.
And had no shirt on under the vest.
All that leather in the desert, man. Who's out there? Who was a costume designer? Who?
Puff Daddy.
That was Diddy.
Definitely.
Puff Daddy.
Yeah.
Did you see? Don't shine forever.
Did you see Diddy this week? Diddy was like that. He ran up on a baby. He said baby was the hottest nigga in the game. I don't know if he was talking about rap or.
P didn't need to sit down. He 50 now. Sit down.
And his party looked dope.
And then he was out there. I don't know what kind. That was the best dance moves I seen in my life from him. The best.
Of all time?
Of all time.
You see the next video?
What do you mean? He been moving the same.
So it's the same two
He been
stuff.
In the home base. You ever seen Hitch? Yeah. He been in the same home base.
No, first of all, look. Right you know Diddy. I know Puffy.
Puff Daddy.
I know Puffy. Don't try to play with me.
No, Puff Daddy was a cool ass dude.
I know. Back Puff, in the day, Puffy was cool.
First of all, I know what
Wear your head side to side oh, and keep okay. your head high. Before, I know what you're talking about.
You heavy D in the boys, huh? You way back.
Gotta be my big daddy.
Nah, that's even before that. I remember, but you remember the No Time video, Lil Kim and Puff Daddy?
Oh, yeah.
No Time for Fake Yeah.
Oh, that's when.
Lil Kim ripped
that goddamn song. She might have been fast.
But Diddy was cool.
He was, but she ripped that song.
Yeah.
You want to rumble with the B, huh? Put a hex on the whole family.
Come on. don't know.
I went a little hard on that.
You know what I'm saying? I think Kim's best verse was Quiet Storm Remix. That's me though. Mm. She just her and Mobb Deep.
Some follow shit.
Come on now.
You know I love that verse.
Yeah.
You know I love that fucking verse.
Coming to this game with some yeah.
I ain't wanna say that line.
But I liked her on this is left field, but on the Mary J. Blige. I Can Love You when she came. I think she killed that joint.
Queen Pain was better than Lil Kim.
When she was like,
Queen Pain was slept on. Her album was amazing.
Yeah, she was slept on.
And I would just like to say Faith out here looking better than Lil Kim right now.
Hey, Lil Kim killed that Mary J. joint. She was like, if I told you once, I told you twice.
She could tell me once or twice, but Kim, you mess yourself up.
Mm. She looking better these days, I will say.
She don't like a Chinese woman no more. So.
She's coming back.
A little bit. But why she mess with herself? Kim was a beautiful woman. So I think she would
have
been...
She didn't have self-love.
It was denied.
She would have been better even with age now. Faith out here with Stevie J and stuff.
Girl, yes, she is.
Even though Stevie on Twitter talking about women cheat. And I had to tweet him back and say, so do you. And I got so many likes that he deleted his whole comment.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yes, he did. He did.
I put it on this apple juice. I put it on this apple juice that I ain't left.
Apple juice gone.
Apple juice gone.
I ain't but a little swig. Not even a swig. That's what one Della Reese is talking about. This is a swig in a container. Yeah.
I put this on my Nellies.
Hey, little bit of watch your goddamn mouth. I'm like a motherfucking barbershop. Hey, talk about Jesse.
Look, tell you something. I am a fan. I'm not a fan. I am a celebrity out here in these streets. Y'all better watch. You better watch.
I like it.
When you see these views go up.
What's that? What's in an apple juice? Is that shit Eve wanted?
I don't know what's in it today, nigga, but something in that motherfucker.
That's what she gave Adam. That's why Adam was stuck.
Nah, not that Eve.
She told us that she was a celebrity.
Yeah.
Oh, you talking about Eve from Good Times.
Who drank my damn apple juice?
From the Bible.
I don't say, no, he not she talking
went,
about that one either.
You went too far.
He's talking about Eve from Bible Shop.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I thought you were talking about the Bible.
I said Good Times.
Close this damn show.
Yeah. Hey, look. We having a little too much fun on this one right now. We're going to enjoy some more of this apple juice off camera. But like I said, love each other. 2020. Get ready for Snuff McGee, Metal Lipstick Diva, Kel, and Miss Presley. Or should I say Big Bone Barbie.
I wanted to call you Big Bone Diva.
Listen, is that
BBD?
The remix?
BBD.
I like it.
I thought it was me.
Oh, God.
They don't get it.
That girl is poison.
Oh, shit.
Facts. I am Steph McGee, joined by...
You already know it's your boy, Kel.
Karen Presley, the career cheerleader, and Big Bone Barbie, as y'all know.
Mathalistic Diva, a.k.a. Eddie Kane. I'm out.
Yo, we out. Peace.
You've been listening to Snuff McGee and Friends. Irrelevance in the Dungeon.